This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Ashton Jolly. There is a concern for a new dairy-free butter product that has just entered the market. We'll hear more from the American Butter Institute next.
Parker McCollum.
Get the man I am. What kind of man do you need?
Live 2025, Friday, August 8th, 8 p.m., Iowa State Fair Grandstand.
Burn it down.
Multi-platinum selling artist Parker McCollum. Special guest, Josh Abbott Band. Reserve tickets on sale now through iowastatefair.org and at the Iowa State Fair Ticket Office.
A new product from Country Crock labeled as dairy-free butter has sparked growing concern within the dairy industry. Under the current Code of Federal Regulations, butter is defined as a product made exclusively from milk or cream or both. This means that for any product to be legally labeled as butter, it must contain dairy ingredients. The introduction of a dairy-free product using the term butter has therefore raised questions about regulatory compliance and consumer transparency. Chris Galen, the executive director of the American Butter Institute, emphasized that labeling a non-dairy item as butter is a direct violation of federal standards.
Butter has rebounded, and things like margarines and plant spreads, plant-based spreads, are in decline. So if you're a manufacturer of those imitation butters, fake butters, what do? You decide to label yourself as something called dairy-free butter, which is a total oxymoron because you can't have butter unless it comes from a dairy ingredient like cream. But this is a concern because we see these products in the marketplace.
The American Butter Institute has formally asked the FDA to intervene, arguing that Country Crock's dairy-free butter product not only violates established federal standards, but also misuses the term butter. Galen remains hopeful that the Trump administration will give the complaint careful consideration and respond with greater sympathy to their concerns.
The good news here, hopefully, is that there's a lot of interest in the part of the Trump administration to have people eat more real foods, whole foods. This Country Crock product is a combination of canola and palm oil, yeah. But it's not legal to call it that, at least not in our view. And hopefully that'll be the view of the FDA. And we're hoping that in this whole era of the Making America Healthy Again and this commission report that came out, they will look at this complaint that we have more sympathetically.
For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Ashton Jolly.